The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parashah is Parashas Bahar. In Parashas Bahar, by Sheni, Posuk Yud Dalet, Torah tells us, V'chisim kru mimko la misecho, ekonei miyada misecho. That if you sell something to a member of your nation, or if you purchase something from him, al tonu ish es ochiv. One should not afflict the other. The word al no, tonu means to afflict, to harm. You should not afflict the other in this purchase. V'mispar shoni macha yevel tikne meisa misecho, v'mispar shteint moish im koloch. This is speaking when you sell or buy land in Eretz Yisrael. And if this is the land which originally belonged to the family, then at the Yovel, at the 49th year, after 49 years in the 50th year, it would return. It would return to the original family. So you must sell it in accordance to how many years the buyer will have it for. Lefi reva shonim tarbi miknosei, lefi ma'ot hashonim tarbi miknosei. If he will be able to hold it for many years, so then you can charge a good price for it. If he can only hold it for a few years before it returns, then you can only charge a small price for it. One shall not afflict another member of his nation, and you shall fear your God. I am the Lord your God. Now twice does it say that you shall not afflict a member of your nation. The Gemara explains in Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Zayin, the Mishnah tells us, "Kishem she'ino b'mekach u'memker, kach eino b'dvorim." Just like one is prohibited to afflict his brother in regards to mekach u'memker, in regards to purchases and sales, so must one also not afflict another member of his nation b'dvorim with words. How do we know this? So the Gemara explains, Tonu Rabbonim, Leiteinu Isha Samisei. The Pasuk that we just stated, that one should not afflict another by Nos Dvorim Akosim Adamir. This is referring to afflicting another person with his words. Ataima Beinos Dvorim Ein Ela Beinos Momen. Maybe this is referring to afflicting a person through overcharging him or through cheating him. Kishuayim Vechisim Krumim Kalam Isecho, Ekorim Yar Misecha, Re Einos Momen Omen. The first pasuk is referring to afflicting one through taking money from him. Therefore, the second pasuk must be referring to einos dvorim, that one is not allowed to afflict another member of his nation through words. From here, we have a source of eleisa in the Torah, negative commandment, which is known as einos dvorim, and not allowed to cause harm, to cause sar, to cause pain or anguish or aggravation to another member of your nation through your acts or your speech, even though you do not cause him any financial harm. The Mishnah states as follows. You should not come into a store and ask someone, how much is this article, even though you know that you're not interested in buying it. If a person is a Baal Tshuva, you shouldn't tell him, remember your original deeds. The background that you come from is not such a good background. Imhu ben gerim, if he is a son of converts, you should not tell him, remember the deeds of your fathers. Now the Gemara elaborates somewhat on this. The Gemara says, brings these cases of the Mishnah, but goes into a little more detail. If he was a Baal Tshuva, you shouldn't say to him, remember your original deeds. If he was a son of a convert, you shouldn't say to him, remember the deeds of your father. If he was a ger himself, a convert himself, and he's coming to learn Torah, you shouldn't say to him that the mouth that ate nevelus and treifus, the mouth that ate everything that was not kosher, shkotzim ramoshim, all types of insects or creeping creatures, and now you come to learn Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah that was given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These three cases that the Gemara mentions, each one has its own unique point. A Baal Tshuva is someone who did something wrong in his early days. So maybe we would think that since he did something wrong in his early days, you can remind him of this. So the Torah says, not allowed to. Not allowed to be maskir ma'is rishonim. Not allowed to mention this to him. You have to accept him in accordance to what he is now, not to what he was before. Someone who is a ger, this is someone who didn't do anything wrong before. Because even though he ate nevelus and treifus, he ate things that a Jew is not allowed to, but there was no aveira. He was a goy, and a goy is allowed to eat this. So this the Torah is saying, and you might think, therefore, if we mention this to him, this is not actually shaming him. There's no shame in it. Even this we're not allowed to mention to him. Even though there was no aveira by the ger eating these things when he was a goy, still we're not. This is a shame to him. Now that he's a Jew, he doesn't want to be reminded of this. We're not allowed to mention this to him. And if we do, then you transgress this negative commandment of Leisainu. The third case is a Ben Geri. Even if a person was born a Jew, and he's a tzaddik, except his father was a ger. So now certainly this is no reflection on him. So I might think I can mention his yichus. See, here also the Torah says no. Not allowed. The Gemara tells us you're not allowed to mention his yichus to him, where he came from. Because this also will cause him tzar, it will cause him anguish, and the person will transgress leitainu. The Braisa then tells us another case. Im hoyu yusurin boin olov. If a person, heaven forbid, was suffering, he was enduring great physical pain, or if he was very sick, or if he was had to bury his son, you're not allowed to tell this person the way the chaverim, the colleagues of Iyuv, told him. They told Iyuv, when Iyuv was having all of this suffering, they told Iyuv that it must be because your emunah was not shlema. Your faith in God was not complete. You're not such a tzaddik that you look like. Had you been the righteous person that you should have been, then all of this would not have come upon you. And it's coming upon you as a retribution, as an onish, a punishment, because your righteousness, your emunah, your faith in God was not complete. So we could tell the person the same thing. The reason why you're suffering so much, the reason why, heaven forbid, there was a loss in your family, or you're having such bad mazel, is because you're not the righteous person that you make out to be. God is punishing you. If a person does this, and he transgresses the negative commandment of Leitainu, not allowed to, because this brings depression to the person. This will bring anguish to the person. Sar, and the Torah tells us Leisainu Isha Samisa. Then the Braisa continues. Ima yachamori mevakshim tfu mimenu. If there were some merchants who were bringing donkeys, they had a donkey train, and they needed grain.
And they came to him and they asked, where could they find grain? So you should not send him to someone. Go to Reuven. He'll sell you grain. And really, Reuven doesn't sell grain at all. Yehuda says, also you should not look at an article that is for sale as if you're interested in buying it when you haven't the money to buy it and you know that you cannot buy it. Because this is misleading the seller. Now this is similar to the case that was mentioned in the Mishnah. You shouldn't say how much does this cost, and he's not interested in it. The first cases that were mentioned were cases that had nothing to do with money. They were more or less because of the person's spiritual level. For example, we mentioned that in your early days you weren't so righteous. You were a guy that converted. Or your father was a goy, or the reason why you are suffering so much is because you're not as righteous as you should be. So this was an anguish, an aggravation that came to the person because of his spiritual plane. The next cases that the Gemara brings have to do someone with money. You shouldn't come in and you shouldn't ask the person how much are you selling this article for, even though you're not interested in it. Or you shouldn't send someone to buy something from someone who doesn't sell this article. Now again, the prohibition here is in regards because you are causing a shame or an aggravation to the person because of the cause might have been monetary. But there is no monetary loss here. The fact that if there's a person as a salesman, and you get his hopes up high that he might have a customer, and then all of a sudden you drop him. Or you send someone to buy something from someone else, and he's embarrassed because he finds out that person never sold it. So an embarrassment or a aggravation that will come to a person, regardless of what the cause might be, this is all in this prohibition of Leitenu. The Rambam adds one more case, which is not in the Gemara. The Rambam brings these dinim in Perek Yud Dalet of Hilchis Mechira. He brings all of the cases of the Gemara. He adds one more case, which he added Misfora, which he added from his own logic. And this is in Halacha Yud Dalet. Nishal lo shayla al dvar chochma leyema lemi shein yedea isochoch. If a person has a shaila, he has a question in the Dvar Chochma, he has a question in Torah, or he has a question in a secular science, in physics or geometry or whatever it might be, you're not allowed to go and ask this question to someone that you know doesn't know anything about it, merely to show him that he doesn't know, because this also is causing him tsar, and he would also be transgress leitainu. Now one might think that this is just another negative commandment in the Torah of the 613 mitzvahs and does not have any special place in the Torah. This is not true. We find that this Avera is very, very severe. The Gemara continues. Omer v'yechanan mishum Rav Shimon Yochai. Rabbi Yechanan said in the name of Shimon Yochai, Godl einos dvorim einos mamon. To afflict someone with words is more serious, is greater than to afflict someone with money, than to actually cheat someone. Shezeh ne'amar boi v'yoreisim alakecha, v'zeh alei ne'amar boi v'yoreisim alakecha. When we read these psukim, the first leisainu said, Alteinu ishas ochiv. The second leisainu said, "Leisainu isha samisa v'yareisu melekecho." Kani Hashem alekecha. First time in the Torah, it just said, one should not afflict the other, and we said this refers to unjustly taking money from it. Second Leisenu states one should not afflict the other, and says V'yareisu melekecho, that you shall fear your God, I am the Lord your God. You see that the second Leisenu, V'yareisu melekecho, which is written by Enos Dvorim, there Hashem said you should fear me, and not by the first one. And the Rabbi Yecharon said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, this signifies to us that this is more serious, a greater avera than the first one. Blazer says that in the first case you only affected his personal wealth, but in the second case you affected he himself, and therefore it's more severe. Shmuel ben Nachmeni said another reason why Enos Dvorim is more severe, because when you take money from someone without justification, it's nitin lahashoven, you can rectify it, you can give back the money. But when you harm someone with words, this cannot be rectified. Lay nitin lahashoven, you'll never be able to rectify it. So therefore it's more severe. The Gemara later on adds Omer of Lezer, V'yayim shenechrav Beis HaMikdash ninalu sharei tefillah. From the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the gates of tefillah, the great gates of prayer, closed. Shneamar gam ki azak, ezok v'ashaveya sesom tefilosi. That the tefillahs were silenced. Afal pi shesharei tefillah ninalu, sharei dimos leninalu. Even though the gates of prayer were closed, the gates of tears were not closed. Gemara brings a pasuk from Tehillim. Shomer tfilosi Hashem v'shavosi azino al dimosi al techrash. And the Gemara explains that by Eino, when someone is harmed by others, other words of others, and this brings aggravation to him, and this brings tears to him, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears his tefillah. Omer of Chizda, Rav Chizda said, Kol ha-sho'orim ninolim chutz mishareino. All of the gates might be sealed, but the gates of Eino are not sealed. Shenemar hinei Hashem nitzov al chemas anoch. Amos, it states that Hashem stands on the chemes and the wall. Ubiyodei anoch, and in his hands is the anoch. The Gemara darshins, the word anoch refers to Eino. Actually, what it means is that when they would build walls, so they would drop a lead chain, and from there they could tell if the wall was exactly straight or not. They would build the wall, and this was called Anoch. But Ubiyoda Anoch, that Hashem stands by the wall, the Gemara learns from this word Eino, that even though all of the walls might be closed, when it comes to Eino, when someone is hurt by another with words, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to that feeling. Whenever anyone is hurt, he prays to Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu takes revenge for this person through a shliach, through an emissary, through a messenger. But when it comes to Eino, if someone is hurt through the words of others, then Kodesh Baruch Hu takes revenge himself. As it states, will be Yodei Anoch, in his hand. What is the reason that we find? That this Aveira is so serious. The Maralmi Prague in the Sefer Nesiv Salem, in the Siv Avas Reya, in Perek Beis, and in Perek Beis, explains. If a person strikes his fellow man, he physically harms him. If he cheats him, he financially harms him. But if he causes tsar to him through his speech or action, but he's not harming his body, he's not harming his money, but he's harming his nefesh. He's harming, it is reaching the actual life and soul of the person. For example, the Torah tells us, Ger leisainu veleisilchotzenu, ki atem yedatem nefesh hager. You shall not pain or afflict the ger, because you know a person knows the nefesh hager, the actual life of the ger, soul of the ger. So we see that when a person is metzayer through dibur, through speech, he causes harm to another person. This goes beyond the confines of his physical welfare. This goes beyond the confines of his physical body. But this goes into the nefesh. And this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself takes revenge for this. Because the Medrash tells us, in Vayikra Rabbah, Shnei Dvorim B'yamina shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu U'shnei Dvorim Ismaile. There are two things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds in his right hand and two things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds in his left hand. HaTorah V'Atztoka B'yamina, he holds the Torah and Stoker in his right hand, and he holds Nefesh and Mishpat B'Ismaile. He holds the Nefesh, the soul of the person, and Mishpat and judgment in his left hand. D'ksiv ki b'yotko Nefesh kol chai. States, in your hand is the nefesh of all life, the soul of every person. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds the soul of the person in his hand, if another person now comes and harms him with sharp talk, with his tongue, and it harms his nefesh, so then he has HaKadosh Baruch Hu to deal with. Because the nefesh is in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's like the Gemara Darshan. The Gemara says that all of the gates are closed except the gates of Eino. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will take revenge. U'biyodei Anoch, in his hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take revenge. Not through a shliach. And this is why it states, the Maral says, V'yoreishim elekecho. When it comes to harming someone in a different area, doesn't write V'yoreis Melekecha, you shall fear Hashem. Because you don't have to confront Hashem himself. But when it comes to harming someone through your dibur, through your speech, V'yoreis Melekecha, you shall fear Hashem. Because you will have to deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Because you are harming the Nefesh Odom. This is going into the deepest, most inner parts of man. And this is guarded by Hashem himself. U'biyotko nefesh kol chai. Every nefesh is in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, v'yoreisum elakecho, you shall fear Hashem when it comes to dealing with other people, what manner your conduct or your speech should be. Also brought in this sugya, in regards to Eino, the Gemara says, Omar Av, La'ilam yehi odom zohir b'aynos ishtoi. Rav said that a person must be very careful when it comes to causing pain to his wife through his speech. Because her tears are close, einosa kreiva, so her pain also is very close. What does that mean? Rashi explains, beinos ishtai, beinos dvorim litzarai, that a person should not say something to cause sorrow, to cause pain to his wife. The punishment which a person receives for causing pain to another person, this comes quicker in regards to his wife, because she responds much quicker. But if a person says something to a stranger, he will not respond the way a person's wife would respond. And since the response of her tsar, of her anguish, much quicker and much greater, so therefore the response of the punishment is also quicker. Then the Gemara says later in the sugya, Omar of Kalbay, La'ilam yei odom zaya bechayd ishtay. A person should always be very careful with the honor of his wife. Because the brocha which is found in a person's home is only because of his wife. How do we know this? When Avraham went to Paray, Avraham went out of Eretz Canaan and he went to Paray. He went with Sarah, and Paray took Sarah. He didn't know it was Avraham's wife, and when he found out it was Avraham's wife, so he returned Sarah. So it states that he gave all kind of gifts to Avraham because of her. Well, Avraham hetiv b'avura, that Paray did good to Avraham because of Sarah. So the Gemara darshins that when physical goodness, bracha, comes to a person, it's bishvil ishtei, it's in the schus of his wife. Then the Gemara says, "Behind the amelu Rava lived in Mechuza. Rava lived in a city called Mechuza. So this was a little town in Babel, in Babylonia. So Rava would always tell the people of Mechuza, a kirul in a shaycho, ki hechi ditis asru. Honor your wives in order that you may become rich. If you want to become wealthy, honor your wives. Because ein abrocha mitzuyi b'seich b'esai, ele b'shvil ishtay. There's another degree of Einoah, which is brought in this sugya, and this is even a more severe degree. And this is what the Gemara says. Toni Tanu Karmeid Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. They learned before Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Kol amal bin bnei chaveru barabim, ki l'sheifek domin. Whoever will embarrass another person publicly, it's as if he spills his blood. Omalei, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok answered, Shape ko amret. What you said is very good, because the chazinan lay the ozel sumke v'osi chavura. Because we see that when someone is publicly embarrassed, we see that the redness leaves his face and he becomes pale. This means the blood is leaving him. So that's kishefek domin. It's as if he's spilling the person's blood. Now Taisus explains, Taisus says, but when someone is embarrassed, we see that he blushes, he becomes red. So he says, Masha ma'adi b'tchila lefi sha'adomim is aspin lifrayach. When a person becomes embarrassed, he becomes red, but if he becomes very, very embarrassed, if it's public embarrassment, he becomes greenish, he becomes pale. So why? The blood leaves. So the reason why it becomes red at first, as she says, is because the blood is gathering because it wants to go out. So the first response is a redness, but then there's a paleness. And this is shfichas domim. This is spilling of blood. The simple explanation in this would be because the Gemara tells us the Torah says ki adam hu anefesh. What is the of the physical life? What is the point of the physical life? Where can we put our finger on what is the physical life? So the Gemara says the blood. The physical life is in the blood. Ki adam hu anefesh. And if you are causing now blood to leave him, so in a degree you are being shafek dam. You are spilling his blood. Omale Abayel Rav Dimi Bemarova Bemai Zihiri. Abaye said to Rav Dimi Bemarova, they were in Wovel, Abaye. So he said to Rav Dimi from Eretz Yisrael, Bemarova Bemai Zihiri. In Eretz Yisrael, what are you careful with? Omale Beachfre Ape. We are very careful to not to embarrass someone. This we are very careful of. Make sure not to embarrass someone. All of those people that do Averis, they have to go down to Gehenna. They come up from Gehenna. But three go into Gehenna and they do not come up. They do not come up. Now what the exact meaning of this Gemara is not clear. Teisfus. But I'll go into it because we see that some of these have a chelek be'elam abo. They'll have a portion in the world to come. So what does it mean they go into Gehenna and they do not come up? It cannot be understood so simply. But at any rate, what we do see though is that the three that are listed here in the Gemara are more severe than all other averus in this respect. There are three that go into Gehenna and they do not come up. Ve'elohein ha'bo'al eshesish, someone who commits adultery with someone else's wife. Ha'malbin p'nei chaveira barabi, someone who publicly embarrasses someone else. Ve'amakana shem ra'le chaveira, and someone who calls another person a bad name. He gives him a name, which is not a nice name. So the Gemara says, that's the same as embarrassing him. Afagav de Doshbe. Now it's speaking where he's not embarrassed by it anymore because he's used to it. But still, it's not such a complimentary name that he calls it. It's a shem genai. It's not a complimentary name. So these three, someone who commits adultery with someone else's wife, someone who publicly embarrasses another person, or amakana shem ra, if you give a disrespectful name to a person, it's a very serious averus, the Gemara says. Omar Rabba Babachan Omar B'yechnan. Rabba Babachan said in the name of Rabbi Yechnan, Neach leila odem shiyove al sofek eishesish ve'al yalbin p'nei chaver barabim. It would be better for a person if a person was confronted with two choices. It would be better for him to commit adultery with someone who had a doubtful status of a married woman rather than to embarrass another person publicly. See? So great is the avera of public embarrassment that it would be better for a person to commit adultery with someone who had a doubtful status of a married woman than to publicly embarrass someone. Minole, how do we know this? Because it states, Omar David livnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David said in Tehillim that if you would tear my skin, the blood would not come out. David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbeinu Shel Olam, Golev yodu lefanecho shima yamakarem besori lo yadom yisheses loretz. David was so embarrassed. He was embarrassed to the point where the blood was leaving him. And not only that, but even when the people were learning, they were learning the goyim va'olais, Aimrim li, they would say to me, David, habo'al eishasish misose bameh. They would ask David, that if someone commits adultery with a married woman, what kind of death penalty does he receive? Now David took Bathsheba. And when he took Bathsheba, there was a whole question involved. Was he allowed to or not? Because she was married to Uriah. So the Gemara says that Kolaima David Chote in Alateya. To say that David sinned, this is an error. Because Kolayesi Litsova Shul David, get Krisis Ayakesim Dishtai. Because any soldier that belonged to the army of David HaMelech, so the law required that he would give his wife a get in case he would never return. So Uriah was a soldier, he had given his wife a get. But because of various technical problems, when David took Bathsheba and Uriah eventually did not return from the war, so he did not take a married woman. But it was very close to taking a married woman. It was very close to it. Although he did not sin in this way. The Torah punished David for another reason. Other reasons in regards to this. But not because he had taken a married woman. But still the people scoffed at him. And they said, David, tell us, what kind of death penalty does one receive for taking a married woman? So David would answer, Vani Eimelehem. I would answer them, Misose Bechenek. The death penalty is strangulation. But that person will have a portion in the world to come. But someone who publicly embarrasses someone else, he will not have a chelek, he will not have a portion in the world to come. This is what David would answer them. They would ask him, what is the death penalty? They wanted to scoff and embarrass him. And David had many enemies also, because being a king of a nation, so he was constantly surrounded by politicians. He was a political ruler. Being someone in that position, there were many other people that wanted that position. So many people seek to scandalize him and to embarrass him and to overthrow him constantly. With power comes jealousy, comes overthrow, comes politics. So David constantly, we find throughout the whole Tehillim, had terrible conflicts with all of his enemies, and many times even with seemingly his best friends that turned out to be political enemies. So when they tried to embarrass him and they would ask him, what is the death penalty for someone who commits adultery? So he would answer, chenek, strangulation, but yesh lechelek leilam abo. But then he has a portion in the world to come. Aval amal bin espanei chaveri barabim, someone who publicly embarrasses someone, ein lechelek leilam abo, will not have a portion in the world to come. Then the Gemara says, v'ma marzut rebatuv yomarav, v'yamri yomarav chana babizno, v'yamri shimu tazir, v'yamri b'yechem, v'yamri shimu yichoy, neyech leilorim shiapil atzme lekif shore ish. It would be better for a person to throw himself into a fiery furnace, but al yalbin panei chaveri barabim, and he should not publicly embarrass someone else. See, the tsar, the eino, the harm that comes to a person from public embarrassment, it would be better if he would throw himself into a furnace. How do we know this? Mitomer. This we know from Tomer, because when Yehuda had a union with Tomer. And then when they found out that Tomer was expected, and Yehuda did not know this was Tomer, and Tomer was supposed to be waiting to be married to another one of Yehuda's sons. So Yehuda was the judge. He said, take her out and have her burnt. And Yehuda also was a judge, and he was a leader where he was. And he also was the king of the brothers. From Yehuda was to become Kamalochim, come David HaMelech. And had she revealed that it was from him, This would have been a public scandal and a public embarrassment. So she didn't. He mutseis v'hi shilcho al chomiho. As she was being taken out to be burnt, she sent to her father-in-law and she said, "Lemi, to whoever belongs these three things," she gave him she sent out the ring and the staff and the cloak. "He is the one who is fathering these children." So she sent to him in a way that only he would know and no one else would know. And she said, "If he wants to admit, good. If not, then she will be burnt." What right did she have to do this? So the Gemara learns from here, mutav. It's better that a person should be mapalat melekif shana h, have himself thrown into a furnace of fire, than to be malbim b'nei chaveru barabim, than to publicly embarrass, publicly scandalize someone else. This is how great the tsar they know is to a person. Now what we're saying is not merely nice midroshi. It's a halacha. Tosfos in Masechta Seita, Daf Yud. Daf Yud Amud Beis. David Amaskal Neachlei. Tosfos asks the kasha. He says, the Gemara says, Imsoch in Daf Chof Hei, Gimel Aveira Sheinayim Dim Bifnei Pikuach Nefesh. That when it comes to every Aveira in the Torah, you do not have to risk your life in order not to transgress the mitzvah. If a goy forces you to cook on Shabbos or else he'll kill you, you must cook on Shabbos. If a person is sick and you must drive him to the hospital on Shabbos, you must drive him to the hospital on Shabbos. Ein l'chodover she'emil b'fnei pikuach nefesh. There is nothing in the Torah that takes precedence over the matter of life, chutz migimel, with the exception of three. Gilorai shpichas domim v'averizor. Adultery and incense. Incense, shpichas domim, the spilling of blood, and idolatry. Those are the only three averis she'emdim b'fnei pikuach nefesh. That they take precedence over death and life. These three a person must give his life. So Taisus has the kasha. According to the Gemara here, there's a fourth one. Malbin p'nei chaveru barabim. We see that to publicly scandalize someone is worse than even adultery. And we see that a person, by Tomar, she was ready to give her life rather than to scandalize Yehuda. But ein lecha dover she'emid b'fnei pikuach nefesh. Life and death always comes first. What right? And it's Avera, the Gemara says. If a person, let's say someone is, let's say a person is sick, and he refuses to drive to the hospital on Shabbos, it's an Avera. And if he dies from it, it says he's considered a person that spilled blood. It's an Avera for him. He's not allowed to. So what right did Tomer have? She was willing to give her a life rather than to scandalize Yehuda. So Taisha says, why does it say only three? According to this, there's four. So Taisha's answers, Mishum da averes halvonis poni meina mefureshit b'teira v'lei nokar el averes ha-mefureshit. He says, halvonis ponim, to publicly scandalize someone, that also you must give your life on. Except it's not written explicitly in the Torah, it's something that we expound from the Torah. And the Gemara in Psochim that says that three things stand before life and death, they're only referring to the three averes which are written explicitly in the Torah. That it refers to every offshoot, but only the avera itself. Stand. There are many things that the Torah says, it's ki'ilo eved avera zora. The Gemara says, kol akeis ki'ilo eved avera zora. If a person gets angry, it's as if he's committing adultery. But we won't say that that's eved b'fnei pikuach nefesh. So you're right, it's b'chlal shvichas domim, but it's not the same shvichas domim. So Tosfos says, so what do we see from Tosfos? That these are not merely nice midroshim, but this is a halacha. Tosfos learns here that just like a person has to give his life when it comes to idolatry, or adultery or incest, or when it comes to spilling of blood, rather
He must give his life rather than to transgress these. He must also give his life rather than to publicly scandalize someone. It's a question of his life, of publicly scandalizing someone. He must give his life. This is what Taisha says. So we see the gravity of this Avera. The Maral in Perek Aleph of Nesiv Avas Reya gives a very deep explanation into why do we find that the Torah was so makbid, so demanding in this. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Chof Chesom at Beis Tona Rabbonin Kishachol Rablezer Nichnasu Talmidov Levakrei. When Rablezer became sick, his Talmidim, his disciples, came to visit him. Omru Lei Rebbe Lamdenu Orches Chaim V'Niska Behem Lecha Ilam Abo. So the Talmidim said, Rebbe, teach us the way of life in order that we may be Zeicher to the world to come. Omalehem. So he told them three things. Zaru bekveid chavreichem. Be careful with the honor of your friends, of your colleagues. Ukshatem mispallim du lifnei miatem mispallim. And when you are mispallel, when you pray, when you daven, you should know who you are standing before. Umino b'neichem mine hegyoin ve'yishivum bein birkei talmidei chachomim. Protect your children from any aggravation and bring them, sit them by the feet of the Talmidei Chachomim. U'bishvil kach tisku lecha Eilam Habo. And if you'll do these three things, you'll be zeicher to Eilam Habo. Bring your children to the Talmidei Chachomim when they're young, to learn by them, to know who you're standing before when you daven. And Izaru bechved chavrei, be very careful with the honor of your chaverim. Now, in regards to this first one, that you should be careful with the honor of your chaverim, Maral explains, what does that have to do with Eilam Habo? Because I'll be careful with the honor of my colleagues, why will I be zeicher to Eilam Habo? The reason why we're required to honor another Jew is because in the Torah it says, Ki b'tzelem elekim bora eson. Kodesh Baruch Hu created man in his image. Mishnah tells us, Chiba yeseira nitna lodo. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a special chiba, a special endearment, a special love to man. That he, Tzelem Elokim Bara Eso, he created him in his image. This is why we are obligated to honor a person, because the person has the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nasa Odom Bitzalmenu Ubit Musenu. Let us make man, let us create man in our image. Similar to us. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Tzelem Elokim. What is this image? The Maral says this image is an or, a light, which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and cleaves to man. Man has a light in him. This light comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Malachim, the angels, do not have this light. Because Chiba Yisera Nitna La'odah. This was given only to man and to no one else. Selim was given only to man and no one else. So the angels do not have this. This means this light is even a higher level than the angels.
This light that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a chelik mamish of Eilam Habo. This is a portion of the world to come, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu took and placed in man. This is the light, the Oris Ponov. You know that a man has a light in his face. If a person dies, he's nistalik. That light leaves him. That light that descends is a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and it's a part of Eilam Habo. This is the Tzelem Elokim. And we are obligated to honor another man because he has this Tzelem Elokim. When a person is malbin p'nei chaveiro, when a person publicly embarrasses someone else, and malbin p'nei chaveiro, the word malbin means halvonos, he causes his face to go pale, he is causing this light to disappear from the person, he is destroying this light in him. And he is destroying the Tzelem Elokim. And this is why Malbin Pnei Chaveiro Berabim Ein Lechelek Leilam Abo. But when a person, if a person causes such harm to another person, he causes such anguish, such sorrow to another person, the tzar is so great that it causes this light to leave him. Albonus Pnei Chaveiro, his face grows pale and white. This is the Tzelem. This is the light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in man is leaving him. And this person now has destroyed the Tzelem Elokim. And this is why the Gemara says, Kol Hamalvin Pnei Chaveiro, this is why Ein Lechelek Leilam Abo. He will lose his Chelek Leilam Abo. Because he has destroyed the chelek of Eilam Habo on this person. Because this descends from the world to come. This is why the Gemara says, called Malbin Pnei Chaveiro Kilu Shefek Dam. That someone who embarrasses someone else to this degree is as if he spilled his blood. And the Gemara says, if we see it, we see the blood goes away. So the Moral says it doesn't mean, the simple sense means that it causes the blood to go away. But the Gemara means more than that. It's ki'ilu shefech dam, not because he causes the physical blood to go away, therefore he's a shefech dam. It's just the opposite. The reason why a person who physically kills someone is a shefech dam is because he causes the tzelem to go away. Because in Parshas Noach it states in the parsha where the Torah tells us that you're not allowed to murder. There it states, "Shefech dama odem ba odem dama yishofech." Anyone who kills someone else, who causes someone else's blood to be spilled, his blood shall be spilled. Ki betzelem lekim osos odem. Because betzelem lekim osos odem. Because I have made man in the tzelem of Hashem. So in Parshas Noach, in the Parsha of murder, the Torah says that one person is not allowed to murder another person. Why? Ki betzelem elokim osos odem. Because he is betzelem elokim. So the reason why you're not allowed to murder is because, not because you're physically destroying him, because you're destroying the tzelem elokim, you're spiritually destroying him. So therefore, when you're a malbin p'nei chaveiro berabim, you cause someone this degree of embarrassment, it's kilu shefech damim, it's as if you're spilling his blood. Not because you're physically spilling his blood, but you're being mevatel, you're destroying the light in him, which is the Tzelem Elokim. And that's the whole reason of shfichas damim. And this is even a greater degree. Because when a person physically murders someone, so actually he only murdered him physically. It's through an indirect cause that the Tzelem of Hashem leaves him. But when a person, see, but when a person is Malbim Pnei Chaveiro, So then he is destroying the tzelem of the person. And that is the greatest, not only is that the greatest part of man, but that is what identifies man as Odom, as man. Therefore it's ki'ilu sheifek domi, that the physical life of a person is in the dam, physical life. Yeah. But now we're going even into a higher degree, the spiritual life. Now that refers to the physical life, the physical life force of man. One final point. The Gemara brought three cases which had compared the three together. It said someone who takes someone else's wife, commits adultery with her. Someone who publicly embarrasses another person. And someone who gives another person a bad name, labels him, gives him a bad name. These three go into Gehenna. Ve'ena eilim. So it lumps these three together. What are the relationships between the three? So he explains as follows. Does not mention Shfichas Domim, does not mention a murderer. It would seem that a murderer also should be compared here. When someone physically kills someone, murder is the cardinal crime. But still, he only rose up against the physical being of the other person. Physically killed him. So he only rose up against him physically. When a person takes another man's wife, this is even worse. Why? Because the Torah tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man and woman, then he was called Odom. Zohar v'rekeva bore my son, nikrishmam Odom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created male and female, and then he called them Odom. Eino Odom nikro Odom, el al yirei ishtei. A person is called a complete man only through his wife. When a person, another party will come and take that man's wife from him, so then he is destroying kol Odom. That's a level even higher than Ritzichon. Adultery does more damage to man than murder. Because murder, he murdered him physically, but he is not the complete man. But when he separates man and wife from each other, then he is murdering the complete man. That was the first level. Second level was Amal bin Panei Chaveira Barabim. When he embarrasses someone publicly, now he is not damaging him physically, he's damaging him in the Tzelem Elakim. He is destroying the light in him, which identifies him, which signifies him as the prime creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then someone who gives him a shem ra, a bad name, this the Torah tells us, that shem tev el al gabehen, that the name of a person, meir al etzem, the name of the person, this identifies the essence of the person. And if he destroys his name, this is even a higher level. And we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is integrally involved in all of this. Because Torah tells us that Hashem places his name between man and wife. Takes his yud and the hay of his name and places it between man and wife. And this will be destroyed now. Or the Tzelem Elohim, this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Or the Shema Odom, the name of the person, is destroyed. This gives us a little insight into the relationship between these three. But from all of this we understand what we can clearly understand. If many times we think to physically strike someone, this is a great avera. To take someone's money, this is a great avera. And it's true. Physically to damage his property, this is a great avera. Shabbos Yantif, Trefus, Nevelus, these are all important mitzvahs. But we feel that when we talk to someone, whether we throw a dig at him, whether we criticize someone, whether we're sarcastic to someone, see, this is meaningless, this means nothing. So it goes on and on and on. By the Gedolim, it was known, like people like the Chofetz Chaim, Zocheinu Livrocha, Reb Chaim Briska, other such Gedolim, that they were more careful with the words that went out of their mouths than with the food that went into their mouths. They knew what gravitation, what responsibility there was with a word. Be self-lanter. There's the converse also. That if we see that, if you take the light from a person's face, he's considering taking the ilam haba from him. So what would be if by saying something to a person, you make him rejoice and happy where his face lights up? And those of us who would remember those who remembered great Gedolim of several generations ago, they knew how, it was known how careful they were, how deliberate they were in their speech and their dealings with others. And unfortunately, we in our everyday dealings, it becomes a jungle. It becomes a jungle of words. We live as barbarians do in a jungle. Right? We consider ourselves civilized people because we don't carry guns to shoot people. But we destroy them with our mouths. And we live as simple barbarians in the deepest uncivilized jungles, where there's constant shvichas domim, halbonus penei chaverei, einos dvorim, and so on. And this is something that we learn from this week's parsha. V'yoreisum elekecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you shall fear me. Because biyotcho nefesh kol chai, the way one acts towards another person, the way one talks to another person, his chaver, or his wife, or his neighbor, or a business partner, this reaches the nefesh ha'odem. And the nefesh ha'odem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, is in my hand. And if it comes to the degree where it brings him tsar, so then all of the gates are closed, except the gates of Einor, the gates of the tears. And if it's to the degree where it publicly causes him embarrassment, a busha, a shame, to the point where he becomes pale from it, so this the Gemara says, this is shvichas domim. And we shouldn't think this is as if it's Shvichas Domim. According to the Maharal is saying, that this is more than Shvichas Domim. The murder that we know of is like this. Not that this is like that. Therefore, this is a very serious mitzvah, and one which we must be very careful of. And this is something that we are challenged with all of the time. Because all of the time we come into contact with other people. We should be zeicher to be mekayim this mitzvah properly.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za. Via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.